Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, that was a quick break because, again, you don't know who's going to stop down. And when they look at you and they say Kurt Warner's going to join you, again, all our guests brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. You're no stranger to this event, the Super Bowl. You've been to two, right? You know how
three.
To
three. Three. Sorry, yeah, don't short me.
Sorry,
yeah,
hold
hey,
on,
when it comes
more.
To Super Bowls,
yeah,
you can't, three, you yeah, can't ever short me. No.
Speaking of three, 4-3-peat here, Kansas City Chiefs against Philadelphia Eagles. What do you want to see, Kurt Warner? Greatness or the greatness get knocked off?
I really don't have a preference. Like, I don't come into these things with a rooting interest in, I need this team to win or that team to win, or I want them to stop. Like, I want to see, you mentioned, I want to see greatness.
Yeah.
And that can be on either side. I want to see a great football game. I want to see the best players play their best football. And then is it who makes the play in the moment or which team is better, because you want the best team to win. And so, three-peat, how awesome would that be?
Right?
Like,
it's unbelievable.
I mean, we're already seeing something really special with this group, with Andy Reid, with obviously Patrick Mahomes. And so I've enjoyed every minute of that.
Right.
But I love what the Eagles have built, too. I mean, Howie Roseman has done a great job of building a really, really good football team. And I think maybe the better football team just on paper and what you've seen all year long. But that's what makes these moments great, is that, you know, who's going to separate themselves in the moment? Who's going to play their best for 60 minutes? As I know, right, you go in as the favorite. Sometimes you go in as the underdog. But it's about 60 minutes, and that's the beautiful thing about our sport. It's not best of seven. It's one game. Who plays their best in that moment?
Yeah, the first Super Bowl I covered was the one you guys played, the Patriots.
And okay.
I'll never forget being down there at that Super Bowl and hearing one guy ask a question to Bill Belichick late in the week. He goes, "You guys are the big underdog. Nobody's picking you to win. Why should anybody believe?" It has to be that mindset going in to the Super Bowl to make sure you just don't get caught up in everything and you are the better team that day.
And that is it. That's a big part of it. You know, I remember in that Super Bowl, you go because you're in the city for all week long.
Right.
And you're trying to figure out, what do I do being in a hotel room all day, every day. You don't have your routine. You don't have your kids. You don't have your wife. So you're trying to figure it out because you can't always go outside because then it's just being mobbed with fans. And so it's like, what do I do? And then you pop on the TV and everybody on the TV says, ah, the Rams are going to win. Like, it's a given. And so you have to fight those battles oftentimes of listening to the noise or, hey, they're going to have to do this or Kurt's going to have to play this way. And to be able to shut all of that out throughout a week is, to me, the biggest key. Like, focus on football. Focus on the game plan. Get away from it when you need to get away from it so it doesn't beat you up. The first Super Bowl I was in, I remember I was so worn out by the time we got to the game because I didn't know how to handle all of it that I'm like, can we just get this game over with and go? You know, like, who wants to go into the Super Bowl going, can we just get the game over with? So it's managing all of those emotions. It's managing everything that you hear throughout the week and being able to focus through that on just playing your best football game and doing the little things that you need to do. And the teams that handle that the best and can play their best obviously give themselves a chance to win.
I'm going to ask you a quick question that I don't know that you've ever been asked before. Maybe you don't even know the answer to this question. Do you win that Super Bowl if Vermeil's still the coach? Because I got a good relationship with Vermeil. He's one of my favorite people of all time. I know how you feel about him. If he's there for that second one, do you guys win that Super Bowl?
I think all that speculation is so hard to say. You know, we got outplayed in that game. We didn't play our best football game, for those 60 minutes. And we had a chance to win, but that's what I look back on now and say, for whatever reason, you know, does he help prepare us a little bit different? I have no idea. To me, at the end of the day, we had a plan in place. We were good enough to win. We just didn't play well enough that day, and that was the difference.
Kurt, we appreciate the time. Real quick, score prediction or a victory you want to give? I know you got a busy week.
I do have a busy week. You know, I always save that for Sunday because I'm wrestling back and forth. It's like, I think the Eagles are the better team, but number 15 is number 15, and so I'm not really sure at this point. As I said, I hope it's a great game. I hope it comes down to one possession for one of these quarterbacks, and we can see one of them go make history.
That is Kurt Warner. You can see Kurt on NFL Network Super Bowl 59 countdown Saturday, February 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern, and during the more than 60 hours of live Super Bowl week coverage on NFL and NFL Plus, NFL Network and NFL Plus. That was Kurt Warner, and all our guests are brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here on 96.5 The Fan because you, me, Bob Mack, we have no idea who the hell is coming by next or who's going to sit down. We do know that we'll have more for you on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, live from Radio Row. What's going on, brother? How are you? Denzel Ward sitting down with us again. All of our guests here on Radio Row are sponsored by or brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, drink responsibly. Denzel Ward sits down with us from The Ohio State. He adopted Ohio State, by the way, a couple years ago.
I did.
Had too many friends that were fans and took over.
Well, yeah. Congrats on the national championship.
Thank you. You too, my friend. Congratulations to us Buckeyes. Oh, it's outstanding, right?
For sure.
So my friend went to Ohio State in the 90s, right? And the more that he told me I couldn't root for Ohio State, the more I did. So now I'm vested. Ryan Day just signed an extension this morning. Another 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you didn't know that, right? You like that? 3 years added on. So
that's cool.
7 year deal now for Ryan Day. He'll be coaching through 2031 at our university. And so it started out really with Marvin Harrison Jr. And I'm in love with Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, like I wanted the Chiefs to trade up to 3 or 2 to get Marvin, right? Bring him into the mix. And it just kind of snowballed from there. But you got to be feeling great. I mean, you're Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for your team. Your team wins a national championship. Life is good for Denzel Ward.
Yeah,
right
Life's pretty good. So I'm enjoying it and having fun along the way.
What do you think of Myles Garrett saying he was ready to be done, though, with the team that you're currently on?
Everybody says a lot, you know. It could just be talks right now. But, man, I'm just keeping an eye and see what he has going on. But hopefully he stays with the team. You know, Myles is my friend, great Hall of Fame player.
Yeah.
And, man, I enjoy playing with him. So hopefully we can still keep him in Cleveland. And I'll go from there.
Two different quarterbacks, but two different questions. One, how great was it to be around Jameis Winston this year? Obviously, the snow game against Pittsburgh was kind of fun to watch him acting like what we all would do. Is that energy just like you just want to soak it all in with Jameis?
Yeah, for sure. That energy is contagious. Yeah. Jameis is a great teammate, great player. I mean, all those viral videos you see, that's literally who he is. He's just a great guy and somewhat like great locker room guy and person you want on the scene.
He seems like just the guy that just keeps it loose. Like, you're just going to have fun. Like, if 10 tense in the huddle. He just looks up and goes, come on, man, we're playing. Yeah, like, he's just a good guy, right? Later,
yeah, he is. He's a great guy.
Speaking of a great guy, numbers-wise, Patrick Mahomes, obviously you play defense. You've gone up against him. What's the best way to stop Patrick Mahomes?
Man, I think it's really just understanding your personnel. So, like, for us, we had a man-to-man team. So, I think our best bet was playing man-to-man against those guys, playing tight coverage, and trying to get that pressure on the quarterback and being able to kind of eliminate those easy access throws. I know they're kind of throwing quick, but just taking away those reads right away. But, man, Mahomes, he's a Hall of Fame player as well, so he's going to find a way to
Well, you're on your way, too, four-time
Pro Bowler.
You're on the right path,
yeah,
man, you know what I mean?
So I'm on the path.
Keep doing what you're doing in the league, man.
Yeah,
for sure.
You're doing great things, obviously, on and off the field, and I think that's important as well. You mentioned Hall of Fame player. You're wearing the Walter Payton Man of the Year hoodie there. That's a Hall of Famer right there. What drives you to be that Hall of Fame player off the field?
Man, off the field, I would think my mom and my dad. So, sadly, my dad had passed away, so that really was started the foundation I created, a heart health foundation, and so just really want to give back, spread heart health awareness, and represent the city of Cleveland, my community, as best way as I can.
Yeah. No doubt. You got a pretty good basketball team this year. You get all the games this year.
I actually just went to the game before I came here.
Oh, so you saw the Mitchell dunk on the Celtics.
Yeah.
What'd that do for you?
Oh, that was crazy.
That's one thing I'll never do is be able to dunk the ball or hit a home run at Major League Stadium, but I do want to bring this up because this is Chiefs Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. A lot of talk saying Philadelphia's got the best roster, but the Chiefs have the best head coach quarterback. What say for you, Mr. Denzel Ward?
Mm-hmm. So say that again.
I'm sorry, what say for you, Mr.?
Like, who do I have?
Yeah.
I'm going to go Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to have it. Like you said, the Chiefs, they do got a great team. Obviously, they didn't been there, but I don't want to see them three-peat. So I think the Eagles, but they got a good overround team, like just offense, quarterback position, receiver position, running back. So I think they're going to be tough to stop.
Denzel Ward's got the Eagles on record.
So are you tired of the Chiefs? Like you have Chiefs fatigue, like the rest
of
America?
Yeah, I got Chiefs fatigue for sure.
But if you have Chiefs fatigue, then somebody has to go out there and take care of business. Like nobody for the last decade has an answer for these guys.
That's true.
Why is that?
It's well deserved. I mean, you got, like I said, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback in Mahomes, a great coach in Andy Reid, and they just know how to win. They know how to win the big games, close games. And that's how you have winning football, great teams.
How frustrating is that, though, for a player to be in those situations and think maybe you have them on the ropes and then, boom, they pull something out of their hat? Because I think they won, 11, one-score games or something like that,
Yeah, I mean, in the game, like, you just focus on trying to win the game, do your job, and it's at the end of the game where you see, like, what goes what way, and then you just try to go back, coach it up, and man, see what can I fix to do better next time.
When you come around this and you see all this, we won't keep you long. I know Denzel Ward, which is joining us right now. You're busy, man. I know you're doing Super Bowl or Radio Row, but, like, when you see this sort of thing, like, how bad does it make you want to actually be in the game, and how much does that drive you for next year or the rest of your career to try to get to this point?
Man, it drives me so much. I enjoy talking to you guys, but I'd rather talk to you after the game playing in the Super Bowl. So hopefully someday, I'm going to keep working and trying to get there. And I'll talk to you guys after we win the Super Bowl someday in Cleveland.
That's right. Go ahead.
That's got to be the goal. How do you guys get there? Because it seems like with Cleveland, you're up, 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 and then it's down, down, down. Then it's up. Like, how do you get over that hump and not be the same old Browns anymore,
I think really it's consistency at the quarterback position, honestly, and just being able to solidify that. I mean, we still got to get better at other positions as well. But I don't know, we got to play complementary football. I know a lot of games kind of one side may play well, then the other not play well. So just playing together as a team and find a way to compete, get back to the playoffs, and win some championships.
Hard to win without a legit quarterback in this league, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, and then you see Mahomes, you see Jalen Hurts, and I've asked everybody this, and I get various answers. Like, Mahomes three-peats, is he the greatest of all time?
It's in question. It's a debate for sure. It's a debate for sure. He's up there, so it's a debate. Whoever you're talking to, he could be Brady, but man, he's putting up a good record to go and say that he's the best though.
Sitting down here with Denzel Ward, we appreciate the time, man. Good luck with everything. The Walter Payton Award.
Thank
appreciate you
guys.
You.
Appreciate
Stay
it.
Healthy. Have
yes,
a good
sir.
Future, man.
Appreciate
you're on your way to the Hall of Fame,
man.
That
you,
is
man.
Denzel Ward, and we will be joined later on by Alex Gold. But again, that's later on in the show. That was Denzel Ward, the Cleveland Browns cornerback, 4-time All-Pro, Walter Payton Finalist of the Year Award, and all our guests are brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run. Yeah. What a nice young man he was.
Great guy, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely awesome. And the Man of the Year is awarded tonight. Tonight's the NFL Honors. We'll find out if Andy Reid is Coach of the Year. We'll find out if Patrick Mahomes is not the MVP. Well, we'll find out, like, all the awards that are going to be given out. That gets done tonight. That gets announced tonight. And I think the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award, obviously, is one of those that I think is one of the highest honors you can get as a player in the NFL, because it means you're doing so much and giving back and thinking about others and not really caring about yourself. And so that's Denzel Ward. He is the nominee for the Cleveland Browns. It was cool to kind of get his perspective. And I don't know if you heard what his answer was. We got to stabilize that quarterback position. Doesn't sound like a lot of people in Cleveland are excited about the possibility of having their quarterback, the Creeper, back on the roster.
I was telling you, man, like there's talk in that organization that everybody's done. Especially the players, like the last game of the year, the Baltimore Ravens were a 21-point favorite, and a lot of people had said the reason why the Ravens were favored so much, A, they were the team to beat in the AFC at the time,
right?
And two, the team was done. They'd had enough. You talk about Chiefs fatigue,
yeah.
They were Watson fatigued,
yeah.
And I don't blame them. So,
I mean, could you imagine it, though, every day being on that team in Cleveland, knowing that, you know, this is our quarterback, this is what the organization invested in, and we're not getting any sort of opportunity to win because this guy's a douche. And, I mean, I can't imagine having the opportunity to go into an NFL game. Like that's like real legit stuff, man. You're going into an NFL game, and you got 52 other guys going, we got this guy as our – this is supposed to be the leader of everything that's going on. And it's just it wasn't – I hate to use the term fair, but it just wasn't fair to the other 52 players on the roster to saddle that guy up as your quarterback.
Something tells me he's probably going to play some for somebody else besides Cleveland in the next couple of years.
Who are you talking about? Denzel?
I think the way he was talking about quarterback, the way he was talking about Myles Garrett being a great friend, and the way that he has a potential Hall of Fame career, my betting odds would say that he might be somewhere else besides Cleveland if they do blow up.
Well, you were going to say, I thought you were going to say Deshaun Watson may be playing for somebody else. Look, I think he's done. He has to be done. He needs to be done in the NFL. That guy should not be allowed to be on another team in the NFL. But you know how owners are and people are in this league. They get kind of blinded by things. But I think we've seen enough from Watson to understand he's a creep off the field and he's no good on the field.
Somebody who's not a creep, who I miss dearly seeing them, is Alex Gold as we get into our Goldilocks here on Fesco and Dusty. That's right. Alex Gold joining us now, holding down the fort back in KC. Mr. Gold, the host of that betting show.
Which one?
That one, Bob.
There he is. What's going on, guys?
We were doing a little over-under in the office, Dusty. Over-under on time out last night for you on the streets of, I don't know, Canal Street, Hurricanes over-under. The totals were set very high. People were worried about your voice today.
So last night was the group consensus of a stay and chill in night.
Oh.
So we had a chilly Davis night last night. We kind of sat on the rooftop, enjoyed the city, had some vino, had some Cutwaters.
Probably stayed up
a little later than I should have. But let me tell you something, Daddy. tonight you can hammer that over on Hurricanes. Tomorrow you can definitely hammer that over on Hurricanes and parlay it with some grenades as well. So I want to tell you this. Start betting now, but I if you want to lean on me and get some insider information and Likens locks, yeah, you can hammer those overs on drinks. I can tell you that much, baby.
All right, noted. Yeah, I definitely will. How have you guys taken advantage of the betting? Bob, you were saying that the parishes, it's set up a little weird down there, but it's legal to wager. Have you guys partook in some wagers yet?
Not yet. I think it's too early in the week to do all that. I mean, I think with this Super Bowl and everything that's coming up, I think it's kind of wait till Sunday kind of thing and see how this whole thing plays out, and there's still the possibility of an Eagle player getting lost in the French Quarter or something like that. Like, you just don't know what's going to happen, right?
So, Gold, last night, I'll tell you this. I found out the hard way. So I did bet some college basketball last night.
Which is stupid.
I bet Tennessee to win. Hit it.
All right.
Hit Duke 17.5. They crushed their opponent. But I could not bet player props in the state of Louisiana for college basketball players. So that was one thing that I noticed. I don't think it's the same for the NFL, but no college player props last night on DraftKings.
There's a lot of states that do that, and there's more states that are talking about doing that because of some of the harassment stuff that's gone on, unfortunately, with people not being able to handle losing their own money that they put on the line, and instead they would rather DM 18-year-old kids. It's pretty pathetic, but that's why stuff is going to be changing, I think, even in a state like Kansas, perhaps in the future as well. Well, we'll see where you may not be able to bet on college players. That's going to be a new trend, I think, and you'll see a lot of lawmakers pushing for that over the next couple of years.
You don't think that'll go towards the professional ranks, though,
I don't.
Do you?
I don't, except we might see some tweaks like we saw in the NBA, which after the Jonte Porter mess, which is if you're a two-way player that you're going to not be able to bet on unders for certain players in a game like basketball. In the NFL, it's much tougher to do that, but in basketball, like I can tell you to bet on an under like Jonte Porter did, and I can pull myself out of a game, or I can intentionally miss a shot. Much harder to do that in some other sports.
Yeah, I think, too, though, college, you know, guys aren't making as much money as they are in the pros, so yep. I definitely understand that. Jonte Porter's just an idiot. I mean, there's just no other way to put it.
Yeah, no question. And it, you know, I know people will on one hand will say, hey, it's legalized now, sports wagering is. That's why there's so many more incidents. I still will argue the reason why we're finding out about the Jonte Porter mess and some of these other scandals that are happening and being investigated is because there are legal frameworks in place now, unlike before. Like, there's been betting scandals since the 30s, you know, right. 1930s. Like, that's been going on. We just now are able to identify some of them, and here we are in 2025, and last week I told you guys the estimates would be out for how many dollars are going to be wagered legally. I saw it from the American Gaming Association, $1.39 billion on the Super Bowl, expected to be wagered. Last year, it was $1.14 billion.
Wow. So let's get into the fun stuff instead of the negative stuff here. Let's talk about that huge game that everybody can listen to on 96.5 The Fan. They can also listen to you guys from 10 to 2 today as well. Gold, what is the lock? What is the hammer bet that people can have on this year's Super Bowl 59?
So my favorite bet for the game is Kareem Hunt over 11.5 rush attempts. This is still even money. It's plus 102. It was this way last week as well. Three of the last five games, Kareem Hunt has gone over it. We've all seen how they've utilized him compared to Isaiah Pacheco. He's the feature back, even if Isaiah Pacheco is going to get the first few snaps in the scripted 15 on Sunday evening. So Kareem Hunt, I think he's getting 14 or 15 carries in this game. I'm staying away from the yardage. I'm not trusting that he's going to have, you know, 60 or 70 yards necessarily, but I do love the Kareem Hunt over 11.5 rush attempts. And then the other rush attempt bet that I really like is Mahomes over 6.5 rush attempts. It's plus money, plus 110. The thought process behind that is in the postseason, his scramble rate, even on non-design runs, which we know they designed a couple 2 weeks ago against Buffalo, in the playoffs, the scramble rate goes up to 15%. In the regular season, it's only 6. And in the postseason, in all the games Mahomes has played since 2018, he leads all players in postseason scramble yards, first downs, and touchdowns. And those would be touchdowns on the ground as well. So those are two of my favorite ones right out of the gate.
And then, of course, you get three rushing attempts and three kneel downs at the
Bingo.
End as well, right?
Exactly, Bob. That's the thing. Even if you're worried and it's the fourth quarter and he only has four or five rush attempts, if the Chiefs are in position to win this thing, you're exactly right. You're going to get another two or three.
Yeah, just by the kneel downs alone. So what are you kind of staying away from? Like, what should people, like, maybe they're looking at it, it's got a flashy light, it's got something cool. What are we staying away from in this game?
Well, if you're thinking about betting Saquon over-unders, I think last week we hit on, you know, waiting on some of those yardage numbers. I have not bet Saquon. I'm staying away still, but I'm going to wait till Sunday. You guys are talking about betting on Sunday. I think that's the right move for Saquon props if you're looking to bet the under. And we know the track record. You guys have talked about it this week as well as Spags in the postseason, and they don't give up, you know, big run plays. They don't give up 100-yard rushers in the postseason and everything like that. Depending on the book, Saquon's number is anywhere from 109.5 to 113.5. I'm going to end up betting the under. I can just tell you, but like that's one I'm staying away from right this second because I want to see if this thing goes up. The other one would be if you haven't bet the Chiefs yet, -1.5. I was talking to somebody on that betting show last night, and they were saying, Bob, that this weekend we could see a lot of Philly money come in, and what that would mean would be suddenly this war better. So I think the line move might go towards Philly, and if that's the case, you could end up getting a better number on the Chiefs and even a better money line number on the Chiefs come closer to kickoff.
Call me crazy, Alex, and I know you have for as long as you've known me. I think the under for Barkley is the lock of the Super Bowl. I don't know. That's just the way I've kind of felt all week. The more people tell me that Saquon Barkley is going to do this, that, and the other thing, the more I'm like, okay, Spags has got a game plan for this. This is when the Chiefs thrive. I just feel like that's the lock of the week, and I could be totally wrong.
I mean, I like the bet. I don't know, you know. A lock is tough only because Saquon is capable, as you guys know. I mean, he could have 40 yards in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden it's a 60-yard run, and boom, he's at 100, and you're in danger. But Spags and this Chiefs team, they just don't give up those kind of runs very often. So it's definitely a bet I like. One other one for you guys real quick. Noah Gray, last week we were joking about the two touchdowns and the value on that, 110-1. Noah Gray, two or more touchdowns. It's down to 70-1 at FanDuel. It's down to 30-something-1 at the other books. I still like Noah Gray, two or more touchdowns. And you might as well. It doesn't even take him having six catches for 100 yards for this all to hit. This is what we're talking about here. Noah Gray over 1.5 receptions is plus 110. All right. Uh-huh. He gets two catches. You can what they call ladder that, meaning then you bet three or more catches. It's 3-1. Four more catches is 9-1. You do Noah Gray to have a single touchdown at 5-1. So you bet these all separately. And if Noah Gray even has four catches, 30 yards, two touchdowns, you hit every single one of those bets. He's got five touchdowns on the year. He was not targeted in the Bills game 2 weeks ago, which is why you're getting good numbers. But this is not a guy that's just been on the bench all year either. I think we're getting good value on all these.
Alex, are there odds out there on Doug Gottlieb's players all quitting on him as he is hosting Radio Row instead of coaching his team during the basketball season?
I could not believe that he is actually on Radio Row. It's one thing to do your radio show during, you know, a basketball season. And I don't know. Have they won four games yet?
Two. They got two wins. This douche is over here doing Radio Row, and he's a head basketball coach. So I don't know if there's odds on him getting fired or his players walking out. There's got to be something like that in the betting world, right?
Yeah, you can go ahead and set that line at minus money for sure. I think we're trending towards minus 1,000 right now on him not having a job here very soon with Wisconsin Green Bay.
Gold, I want one more with you because I know you guys got to do your show stuff and we got to hit a break. But a bet I think that you always tend to like, or you kind of do these, you're like me, you try to find the little nugget or whatever, yeah, the needle in the haystack. What are the odds that Patrick Mahomes has the longest run from scrimmage over Saquon Barkley in this game?
Well, so last night on the show, we were talking about Saquon's longest rush, kind of liking the under on that, to Bob's point about just how we think Saquon may or may not run. I think Saquon's longest rush prop was in the 20s. You know, is Mahomes going to rattle off a 20-plus yard run? I don't have the number in front of me. He's probably done that three times maybe in the postseason against Philly in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then obviously the AFC title game against Tennessee back in 2019, I think it was. So I don't know what the odds would be on that. It's probably not my favorite bet, but I get what you're saying. Like, it's definitely in play. I was just going to say, real quick, I know you got a break. The other one would just be, in the Super Bowls, the Chiefs have had guys with 5-1 or worse odds score touchdowns consistently in three of the wins. So Mahomes in 2020 was 5-1. He scored a touchdown. Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney in 2023 were 8-1 and 7.5-1. They got a touchdown. Last year, Mecole Hardman had the walk-off touchdown. He was 13-1. So basically, if you think the trend continues, somebody with 5-1 or worse odds to get a touchdown is scoring one in this game Sunday. Noah Gray fits that. D-Hop fits it. Juju, Samaje Perine, that's the territory we're talking about.
I'll go with Justin Watson then if that's the case, because I bet his number's juicy. That's right, Gold. Hey, have a good show. Can't wait to get back in town and see you guys. Hope you're holding down the fort pretty well, and I'm hoping that I can hit you those overs on those drinks on this evening and tomorrow.
I love it. Keep it up, guys. Great to see your coverage. Thanks.
That's right. Thanks to Alex Gold, who joins us. He'll be on from 10 to 2 with Cody and Drew on 96.5 The Fan. And don't forget, we are broadcasting live from Radio Row in New Orleans, thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy, drink responsible. I don't know if you know this or not. We got one show and one segment left here on Radio Row, and then it's
baby. 24 hours and 20 minutes till I'm hammered on Bourbon Street.
Who's counting down?
Me.
There you go. That's Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, all with you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. All right, final segment on a Thursday. Hard to believe we've already gotten to Thursday, which means the obvious. Tomorrow is Friday for the most chaotic packed show that we could possibly have the day before the weekend of the big game of the Super Bowl that will be played here on 96.5 The Fan, and it is brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you. Join today at communityamerica.com.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Obviously, the NFLPA is now saying we're not playing an 18-game schedule, so you know what that means. There's going to be a great negotiation between the NFLPA and the owners to get that 18th game on the schedule, so I'm interested to see what the owners decide they're going to give up to get that game. But more importantly, Travis Kelce, I think, is kind of stealing the show today here, not at Radio Row, but at the team hotel and in press conferences.
You don't say. Yeah. Travis Kelce steals the show.
Yeah, but not in a way where you would think Travis Kelce would steal the show. In my opinion, he stole the show because of the way he's talking about his head coach, Andy Reid.
The first really year to 2 years I was with Coach Reid, I was like, man, this guy's not messing around. Like, there wasn't too much of the personality that I see now, knowing that he's like a father figure to me. He's like I don't know, one of my uncles growing up that I respect so much because of who he is. And I owe everything to that man and my career and where it's gone. Where I was at Cincinnati and where I am now, man, I have nothing but respect for Coach Reid and how he's helped me get to where I am in life.
I mean, he owes it all to Andy Reid, and that's a big reason why I believe this team does go out there and win this game on Sunday, because they're not playing for themselves. They're playing for the greater good, and the greater good is the team, is the city, is the region, and everybody that's a Chiefs fan. They're not going out there to try to put up numbers. They're not going out there to try to wow everybody. And I think, you know, that's where a lot of people kind of get lost with the Chiefs. You know, over the last couple of years, I was talking to our friends in Houston this morning about that. They're like, man, it just hasn't been that same style of offense and whatnot. I go, no, it hasn't. And that's okay, because guys aren't trying to go out there and win, or not trying to go out there and put up numbers. They're trying to go out there and win, and they don't care how they win. That's the beauty of this team. There are so many guys in the NFL. We could say Deshaun Watson's on that list, who's just a me guy, and we see how me guys just infest and ruin an organization. They infest and ruin every organization, no matter what you do for a living. These me guys take over, and they corrupt you, and we don't have that in Kansas City, and that's all because of Andy Reid. And I think these guys want to win that Super Bowl for Andy. They want to win it for Patrick. They want to win it for the city, and if they score a touchdown and put up some numbers along the way, fantastic, but it's not about any of that. And that's what I think is driving a lot of people to go Looney Tunes about this Chiefs team, is because they're not putting up the numbers, but yet they still find ways to win because they know how to win.
Seems like many, many moons ago, we had Hugh Douglas, who sits back-to-back to you here on Radio Row, and he talked about it. He was like, you know, when Kelce just said that audio, it reminded me of that interview on Monday. It seems, yeah, like we said, like we did it a year ago, but he said he wanted to kind of, like, ruffle Andy's feathers, and he, like, said something just loud enough in the huddle during practice.
Yeah.
And Andy came up to him and, like, kind of gave him the business, and even Hugh said, he goes, I knew that he wasn't messing around. Travis Kelce says, you know, his first 2 years he's with Kansas City, he's like, man, this guy ain't messing around. And, like, that's the way it goes, and we see that throughout in many different forms of Andy Reid, right? Like, you fumble the ball, what's he going to do? Remember when Kareem Hunt fumbled the ball in his first, like,
Right back out there.
Now, if you were a repeat offender, you may not see the field again. That rubbed LeSean McCoy the wrong way, but it wasn't Andy Reid. It was because he got mad at Eric Bieniemy. But Eric Bieniemy is doing exactly what Andy Reid would tell him to do, which is go get in his ass and tell him to stop fumbling the ball. You're a pro.
Yeah.
And Andy Reid, look, this is, you know, the day before we do our final Red Friday show before the Super Bowl. And the thing about this is that when you think about Andy Reid and how it works, and how you go 14-3, or you go 15-2, or you're always in the Super Bowl, you're going for your three-peat, it's because every piece of the puzzle has to be diligently fit just right. It starts in St. Joe. It goes on to the preseason. It's the same stuff. And we act like we get tired of it, like, yeah, the starters are going to play the first half. You know they're not, but he keeps it the same. Time's yours. We look ready for the challenge. We do all these things. We respect that team over there. That's a really good team over there. Even if that team is 2-12, it's the same stuff, and it works, and it's perfect for what this league needs, which is adapt, be critical, and it's like Hendershot said, Dallas was all about a show.
Right.
Kansas City is all about football and winning. You cannot deny that when your team goes 15-2 on the back-to-back and on the brink of a three-peat.
Well, and also, too, the involvement of Andy Reid. I sent you guys a video real early this morning where it was a video from, like, Andy Reid's first or second year in the league.
Right.
And probably his first year in the league. It was a preseason game, Jets and Eagles. And Bill Parcells was talking to Andy Reid. And Bill Parcells was like, I don't know who this guy is. I've never met this guy before. But I do know how to be a coach in the NFL. And I'll always be there for you. If you need any help, you can always call me. Imagine that, being a coach in the NFL, your first go around, and Bill Parcells is saddling up to you and say, call me anytime. And Andy goes, nah, I think I'll be okay, or whatever the case may be. And Parcells looks at him and says, you don't have a very good football team, and you're coaching in Philadelphia. You're not going to be okay. So here's my number. Call me when you need help. I think they started 0-4 or 0-5 that year, and Parcells calls Andy Reid and said, hey, you haven't called yet. Andy Reid goes, no, I'm locked in an office. I'm hiding under a desk. Oh, my God, oh, my God. And now we're looking at Andy Reid as the cool, calm, collected guy, and the way that he leads an organization, and you just wonder how much he's learned over the years, because it looked like and sounded like a completely different Andy Reid when he was telling this Bill Parcells story from about 20 years ago. But you think about those moments and starting 0-4 or 0-5 or whatever it was in Philly, and he's allegedly hiding under a desk to where he is today, how he evolved as a head coach and how he grew as a head coach and how he became better. I don't think anybody in the coaching profession, in my opinion, that I have seen has evolved like Andy Reid has evolved. He has changed with the times. He didn't make the times change with him, and that's why he's still sitting here winning football games and Belichick's, you know, buying pizzas for fraternity guys.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. Andy Reid, he's a brother. He's a father figure. He's a coach. He's a best friend. It's contagious. It works. And every time somebody comes back to see Andy, it's always a hug, a smile, and a story. We'll give you our best story tomorrow as we wrap up Radio Row here. We are alive. Broadcast Radio Row in New Orleans. Thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor for your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. Go do something nice for somebody today. Never know. Could change their day, week, month, or their year. Kansas City, it is simply cool to care. Stay safe, stay kind, stay true to yourself, and listen to Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.